Call off my neighbor too, and I see.
Oh, what I'm interested in is whether you call, used to call it a hearth or
hop. That's what did I call it? It's high pitch hop. Go put it on the hop.
Okay, and you described milking the other day, and
what?
You described.
You see, this here I don't hear too well.
Okay, you tell me if I'm not speaking clearly.
Well, no, it's an inner ear trouble I have in this ear.
You mentioned milking the other day, and the cream would go one way and the whey the other way. What did you catch the milk in when you milked the cows to take it
buckets,
to
the buckets, and sometimes you'd take an old white pitcher that you could hold with this hand and milk in that one. Big damn pitcher. It was a whole lot easier to hold in the bucket and wouldn't get much trash in it. And if she kicked, she wouldn't hurt. And here's bad. She wouldn't turn the milk over, and here's bad because you could jump back with that thing and you could milk into that big old white pitcher.
Where did you keep water that you draw out of the well to drink?
Well, we kept it in the kitchen, and we had down at the old place, we had a shelf out on the porch next to the well. It was a cedar bucket.
Mm-hmm. And did you use
and
a cedar?
You know what? That was pollution, right? put a dipper in the bucket and anybody wanted to come get him a drink. Put the dipper back in there. Mm-hmm. I remember one time a woman came there and she was thought to have type TB. And she went out to the bucket and I said, oh my Lord, my children will have that. So I went and emptied the bucket and scalded and just worked on it so hard and it was trimmed in brass. Cedar bucket and it's trimmed in brass, and I almost ruined the brass getting it out and getting the bit dipper cream. Oh, she could do it. And I was glad when it didn't have that anymore.
Did you use a cedar bucket for milk as well?
No.
No. What kind of bucket? Cause that.
No, you had enamel, and you had. Pitchers, and you tie a cloth over them, or top over them, and you let the milk clabber before you churn it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't want the butter, you skim the cream off and beat up that clabber. And sometimes you like just eat the clabber, put it in a bowl, you know, and eat with a spoon. It was good because it was just solid. I've even made cheese. It takes 5 gallons of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. I've made the regular cheese.
So that's what you just called it cheese?
I had a farm. That I use rennet tablets to make it clabber. Mm. And I colored it with yellow. And it tastes good, but the longer it stayed, the ripened. I used to make cheese all the time.
Mm-hmm. And what did you, you mentioned the cedar bucket and the pail, or you had a different?
We had 5 gallon milk cans that we cut the cream in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty good heavy cans.
But these are big cans. I'm wondering, did you have a tin pail?
We had some small ones that we used too.
So you'd say cedar bucket, but tin pail?
But we didn't use any cedar buckets for milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You used tin?
Tin or that heavy galvanized stuff or something.